Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick with you. Let me take you back to one of our guests that we had on the program before the weekend on Friday. We spoke to James Dale. He was kicked out of the Boy Scouts when the Scouts discovered he was gay. He filed suit against the Scouts, and eventually, in the year 2000, he made his case in the U.S. Supreme Court in the landmark case of Boy Scouts of America v. Dale. He lost, and he was, of course, talking to us about the decision by the Scouts before the weekend to lift the ban on gay members. Listen.
The Boy Scouts say they want this issue to go away. It's not going to go away, not because of me, but because America will not tolerate this type of discrimination against sort of people they know and love, their brothers and sisters. And the Boy Scouts have just taken a step, not necessarily a step forward, but a step to try to do something about the hemorrhaging loss of members and dollars.
The issue is not going to go away, says James Dale. And at least in the state of New York, he may be right. New York State Senator Democrat Brad Hoyleman of Manhattan also believes that that decision by the Scouts is not enough because while the vote allows openly gay Scout members, it does not allow openly gay adults to be their leaders. And Senator Hoyleman says that's reason enough to take away the Boy Scouts tax-exempt status in his state. He joins us now. Senator, hello.
Hello, Todd.
Good to have you. Now, Senator, the Scouts vote was historic, allowing gay members for the first time, a resounding vote. But rather than celebrating, why are you introducing this legislation to take away their tax-exempt status? Why now?
Well, Todd, the decision doesn't go far enough. It does not include banning discrimination of gay and lesbian adult leaders in the Boy Scouts of America.
And is there something already in New York law that says to you that they, on that basis, deserve to have their tax-exempt status taken away? Or is this something you're trying to exact by changing the law?
Well, absolutely. We have a state human rights law in New York that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation. And it's my firm belief that the Scouts are in violation of that statute.
Now, of course, as you know, in the Supreme Court case, Boy Scouts versus Dale, we just talked to him there in the intro and before the weekend, they ruled that the Boy Scouts of America is a private organization that has the right to include and exclude whomever they like. You might be part of a private club that maybe does a similar thing on a different basis, not on sexual orientation. But if they're a private club that can exclude people as they like, according to the Supreme Court, then legally, what's wrong with it?
Well, that was a narrow ruling, and that was back in the year 2000. I think a lot of opinions have evolved. We've seen great progress in terms of LGBT equality with marriage, with civil rights across the country. And I believe that it's time for the New York State legislature to step in where the Supreme Court of the United States failed to protect our rights as citizens in this country.
State Senator Brad Hoyleman is a New York State senator representing Manhattan. He's a Democrat. Senator, if the Boy Scouts of New York, the Boy Scouts of America of New York, lose their tax-exempt status, it becomes a lot more expensive for them, of course, to conduct business. Somebody might react and say, you're just trying to take them down. You're just trying to ruin some of these organizations now because you're mad at the national leadership.
What I'm trying to do is provide some rationale for tax-exempt statuses for organizations. We provide these for religious organizations, for charitable organizations, for youth organizations. And the idea is that we're supposed to encourage civic behavior. And in my opinion, when you deny adults the opportunity to serve as leaders and scout troops just because they happen to be gay or lesbian, it sends a terrible message to young people, to adults, across the state of New York, and frankly, across the country. Todd, just about a week ago, a 32-year-old man was killed in Greenwich Village in a hate crime. And I believe by the Scouts continuing this terrible discrimination against adults, we're basically empowering those folks who want to bash gay men and women on the streets of this country, and we're demonizing young boys who may be gay by virtue of no choice of their own.
James Dale, Senator, when he was in the Boy Scouts, was a scout in good standing, I think, from when he was 8 years old to when he was an Eagle Scout, and was then, of course, forced out as an adult. One of the things he said, and you heard him in the cut there, was that this is a matter of time, that the position that the Boy Scouts has taken, which is gay kids okay, gay adults not, essentially you're out of the organization on the morning of your 18th birthday if you're gay isn't sustainable. It's just not tenable, and that it's a matter of time before this sort of shaky decision comes down to welcoming everybody into the Scouts, that it's just a matter of time. What do you think about that notion?
I think he's right, and I think we're seeing that evolution, and it's happening more rapidly than I think many people in this country would like, but I'm certainly very happy to see it evolve as quickly as it is. You know, it's based on the discrimination currently is based on this myth that men who are gay are predators. And that's what's so depressing and offensive about the Scouts decision. They are perpetuating the lie that adults who are gay or lesbian somehow are going to take advantage of young people. And we cannot, Todd, let that stand.
Senator Brad Hoylman of Manhattan, a Democrat in the New York State Senate. Senator, you were an Eagle Scout, is that right?
That's right. And
you're also gay, is that right?
Yes.
So what was your experience before we let you go? Just let us in on what it's like for you.
Well, I find it incredibly offensive that I could receive the highest rank in scouting and be a citizen in good standing in my community, yet I cannot be a leader in a troop in the local New York City area because I am gay. And it's not only offensive to me as an Eagle Scout, it's offensive to me as a father of a two-year-old and as a member of the New York State Senate. I think we need more people, frankly, like me or James Dale, leading troops in this country.
State Senator Brad Hoylman is a Democrat from Manhattan. He is an Eagle Scout. He is also gay. He is also the father of a two-year-old, which I think you may have heard in the background there. He is also introducing a bill to remove the Boy Scouts tax-exempt status, at least in the state of New York, after their decision to allow gay Scout members but not gay Scout leaders. Senator, thank you.
Thank you so much, Todd.
And we had this posted from G. Thomas from Eugene, Oregon, on the website, thetakeaway.org. My son was in the Boy Scouts through his junior year in high school. He is in college now. And we recently learned from him that one of his best friends who earned his Eagle Scout was gay. He knew it even then, but it was never talked about. And in all their minds, it wasn't really relevant. I think the adults are starting to catch up with their children. That's from G. Thomas from Eugene, Oregon. You can tell us what you know. You can comment on this story and any other story you hear at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.